and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another podcast edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast on the series covers some interesting findings from Panorama's 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report. And once again, January Polk has been kind enough to join us. She's the Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions, and she's going to answer some of our questions. January, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. So let's dive right in with some questions that our listeners are going to want to hear. Tell us a bit more, first of all, about Panorama's various ERP reports and how the data is collected.
Sure. Panorama Consulting Solutions developed the 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report to basically investigate ERP software selection, implementation, and satisfaction trends among the manufacturing industries. The report summarizes Panorama's independent research into the experiences of manufacturing organizations in regard to the enterprise software they select, vendors, consultants, and implementations overall. The data was actually captured through Panorama's website during a recent 26-month period, so from October 2013 through May 2015, and we had about 266 respondents respond and complete the surveys in which we use the data to analyze.
Wow. So what are some of the challenges that you find that you run into that you'd say are unique to the manufacturing industry then?
I would say, according to our 2015